podcast coming your way. Incendiary Radio, RBN. So Keith from the preceding program wanted me to remind everybody about Klaus Schwab threatening. We all know, but still pays insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack could bring a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. So everybody, you know, the 10 days of darkness that the Q crowd was talking about, we're looking at the 10th now, and we've got another 10 days, 9 point whatever days until the 20th. And so people are looking at this window very closely here. And then Ken typed in, somebody just called to say that Monkey Works confirming the signing of the Insurrection Act. And then all the stuff about, you know, military aircraft and so forth and movements all around the Monkey Works covers. You know, I want good things to happen. Okay, but I'm not holding my breath. I've been burned so many times in my 50 years dealing with this cabal that, yeah, I pray to God that there's some, you know, justice that lands upon these people. You know, I pray God stops a lot of their hearts all the time. You know, these people are involved in this kind of evil stuff. This, look at what's happening with these people with the vaccine. All these people being harmed, dying. Look at all these little babies. They shoot them up with these 10s and 20s and 30s of vaccines. And then all the autism and the strange things that have, I mean, the amount of evil. The organ harvesting in China, then elsewhere on the world, snuff films, the stuff Lynn Wood was saying about the initiation rites and, you know, you got to rape a kid and then you got to kill him, all on film so you can be blackmailed your whole life. I mean, we're in la-la land here. Ken, get clip 4 ready. And this is on the Insurrection Act. Go ahead and roll it.
The Capitol building on January 6th was an infiltrated covert operation. Antifa had several military operatives in their midst. A FISA warrant was in force and were monitoring the comms between Pelosi and a dozen members of Congress, mostly demon rats and Antifa traitors, illustrated the plot to blame Trump supporters for an insurrection that backfired in their face. Pete Santilli, on his live stream last night, showed videos of the files on the seized laptops, putting it right in her ugly-ass face. After these traitors, who fled out of the Capitol building that was under siege, returned to their offices, they found all their electronic devices were gone. I tweeted Pelosi last night and said, "Hey Nancy, guess what we found on your laptop?" Well, I reckon you don't have to guess. You already know. Have a nice vacay down near the equator on the tropical prison wreck yards of Guantanamo Bay. The storm is upon them. Trump ain't going nowhere. Gloat while you can, assholes. Nothing can stop what's coming. Nothing. And while I'm editing this video, I get a call saying that the president has, as of approximately 1300 hours Eastern Time, invoked the Insurrection Act. The shit hit the fan. Link in the description. This is Dave from Net4Truth USA.
You can stop it there. So that's basically a roundup, a summary of what a lot of people are talking about. Now, up at the top of Rents, there's a letter allegedly from Nancy Pelosi to Ted Wheeler. Now, some people are saying this is bogus and so forth and so on. I don't know. But it says to Mr. Ted Wheeler, Now, I would think it would say mayor. But anyway, dear Mr. Wheeler, I've seen your response to the riots in your city, and I am urging you to stick to the proven Democratic playbook. I would like to review this with you now. Deny there's a problem. Press will support this. Refer to everything as peaceful and calm. Press will help here also. When all hell breaks loose, go on camera and show your support for anybody breaking the law. Press will praise you for this. You will be a new hero. Trust me. Four, when you can no longer keep any order, blame Trump. I cannot overemphasize number four. This has worked every time we have used it. And again, the press has told me they will support and fact check any claim we make. This is political gold, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't believe that this is necessarily true. I believe it's funny. Okay. Now, General McInerney has been all over the place in alternative media. Okay, so Lieutenant General McInerney reveals special forces got Pelosi's laptop under the cover of the Capitol riot. Remember that McInerney and Paul Vallely are buddies, and they're always running around and doing interviews on Fox News and other places for a long, long time. Now, McInerney can't go on Fox anymore since he called John McCain Songbird John. and Meghan McCain, by the way, this little piece of work with Whoopi Goldberg and all the rest of them, my mom watches that damn show. And I just happened to walk by. I was visiting my folks. And Meghan McCain with her righteous indignation about what happened at the Capitol. Oh, it's just, God, I really despise everybody on TV. And they're, you know, you might think of them as just useful idiots and low-level, low-hanging fruit, but they're responsible for delivering the lie from the cartel. You know, I call the news the lie cartel. But they're the ones responsible for putting a face on the lie. They're the ones responsible for acting to make it believable to the gullible, buffoonish masses. And so they have a special place in this superstructure of evil, the face that delivers it. All right. Anyway. What was I at? But let's see here. Somebody I know went to DC. Okay. And they took video and pictures of various things on their phone. And guess what? Those things don't exist anymore. They were remotely scrubbed, like video of the quote unquote tear gas and so forth and so on. They told me that today. So just like when Jesse Ventura had that one conspiracy theory show about the coffins, you know, the plastic coffins for all those bodies that got zapped remotely from people's DVRs. It appears as if big tech is zapping footage and so forth from some people's phones from this last incident. Kind of fascinating, isn't it? All right. So evidence mounts of a Capitol Hill false flag. This is from the 8th. Okay. And this is from Stephen Lenman. Now, he's kind of a more of a progressive guy, but he's pretty fair when it comes to false flags and so forth. So this is a short article, and I'm going to read it real quick. America's road to hell is paved with diabolical intentions. 9/11 changed everything, followed last year by unleashing the Great Reset War on Humanity, sponsored by the World Economic Forum. And Wednesday, January orchestrated Capitol Hill violence that climactically ended Trump's challenge to the stolen U.S. election 2020. The above comprise America's holy trinity of actions on a path toward full-blown tyranny. So you got 9/11, you got the Great Reset, you've got the election fraud, even there in Georgia with the Senate runoffs, and then you got the January 6th goofy operation where all the little apparatchiks in Congress all fell right in, except a handful of them. Last year may have been a test to see how far U.S. dark forces could push Americans to sacrifice fundamental freedoms voluntarily. A year ago, whoever could have imagined what was about to unfold based on big lies and mass deception? Who would have thought we'd sacrifice our fundamental right to free movement and assembly, the right to work unobstructed, to travel, enjoy eating out, attend sporting events, the theater, movie theaters, and be involved in other public activities? Imagine how much worse things may get in the new year. Will its climax be voluntary acceptance of full-blown tyranny, masquerading as protecting and preserving health, well-being, and safety, to be lost if dark forces achieve their aims? We were lied to with headlines like the following on January 7th. U.S. counts record of almost 4,000 COVID-19 deaths in a day as virus continues to wreak havoc. These deaths, if accurate in number, were from seasonal flu, influenza, perhaps pneumonia, and or related illnesses, not COVID. Individuals succumbing are largely elderly, infirm, likely with other health issues, and weakened immune systems. Headlines like these are part of a diabolical state-sponsored fear-mongering campaign. They're all about wanting us to voluntarily sacrifice vital freedoms to a higher power, hostile to our health and well-being at the same time. Wednesday night Capitol Hill violence was likely orchestrated to elevate Biden-Harris to power by ending the Trump-led GOP challenge. It had earmarks of a well-planned false flag by U.S. dark forces. It appears that hostile to Trump elements infiltrated largely nonviolent Trump protesters. They got access to Capitol Hill after police and federal law enforcers opened barricades surrounding it, letting them storm the building to commit violence. Wrongfully blaming Trump for what happened got him to pledge a smooth transition to Biden-Harris on January 20th, ending his hope for a second term. Well, that's subjective. Other people analyzing this are saying that that's not the case. And I went off script there. It has also intimidated most Republicans to go along with what came off with military precision by a superior force against an easily overwhelmed weak one. Inside Capitol Hill, guards led hostile to Trump elements to designated areas. Instead of preventing violence, Capitol Hill security facilitated it in what appears to have been the climax to a homeland color revolution to end Trump's election challenge by violently quashing it. It worked as planned when Congress began debating the GOP electoral fraud challenge, ending it violently. So, and I'm not going to finish the rest of it, but you get the gist of it. Just, you know, over the top. So the letter floating around from the Nye County GOP chairman, this one, somebody sent it to me yesterday. And it basically almost goes word for word like something out of the X-22 report. It really is. And basically, let's see here. Let me see. As I write to you today, I have no doubt. And there's a big, let's just say, preface to the letter now by the Nye County GOP. Okay. But anyway, I've been approached by many saying it's over and Trump conceded the election. Nothing of the sort has taken place. Go back and listen to the videos all the way through. At no point does Trump even mention Biden's name. At no point does he say he concedes. Okay. He does say that there will be a peaceful transition to a new administration, and he does say that this is only the beginning. Let me be clear. Trump will be president for another 4 years. Biden will not be president. Yes, I know these are shocking words in these crazy days. We do well to remember that for more than 4 years, Donald Trump has been five steps ahead of everyone in every attempt to derail him, impeach him, or confound him. All right. And it goes on and on. And it goes into also consider the recent incident at the Capitol building in D.C. Trump was late to his speaking engagement and then spoke on a number of rehashed things to the crowd of 500,000 plus. But this created a problem. You see, if Trump had spoken on time and briefly, the MAGA crowd would have been at the Capitol building with the Antifa faction and likely would have been drawn into the fray by accident and confusion due to the crowd size. With Trump speaking late and long, the MAGA crowd was protected and separated from the Antifa groups. Well, not completely. That's my words there. It would be very clear that the disguised Antifa people were 95% of the plus people in the building. Again, Trump countered because he was steps ahead of them. And it goes on and on. I need to take a moment to speak on Pence. With his treason completed, many of you may not know of his dealings and political posturing prior to the infamous day in the Capitol. Pence was already wheeling and dealing way back during the 2016 election season with, wait for it, Paul Ryan. And it gets into all this stuff. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. But let's talk about Mike Lindell from my the pillow guy. What's the My Pillow CEO? Can get clip three ready. He makes some interesting kind of similar comments to the chairman of the Nye County Nevada GOP Central Committee. Let's go ahead and listen to clip three.
Hello to the three of you, to Amna, to Lisa, to Yamiche. We don't get many opportunities to have a conversation like this one, but what a week it has been. I wanted to hear from each one of you about what it was like as we experienced
this day. Hold on a minute. That's not the right clip. Maybe I sent you the wrong one, but it was Mike Lindell from the My Pillow guy, Ken. Maybe I screwed that up. But basically, he says clip three started 30 seconds. All right. Well,
I'm actually going to be meeting with General Flynn, Sidney Powell, everybody on my team. A lot of stuff going on that I can't say. All I want to do is give everybody confidence that Donald Trump's going to be your president for the next 4 years.
This video is uploaded by Mike Lindell on his Twitch stream, and I heard about it through Bevelin Beattie, link below. He opened it back up. He's having a meeting with General Flynn and Sidney Powell and the Trump team. Let's hear the rest of it.
All this, they're very much afraid all the evidence that I know is there is going to come out this week. And everybody praying for protection for everybody that's standing up to these guys for our country. This is the only time we have in history to beat these guys, to suppress the evil and beat the evil. It's a blessing that we're on election night that that Donald Trump got so many votes that actually broke the algorithms of the machines. This is all going to be revealed. If that hadn't happened, if all of you hadn't voted of our country, if we hadn't all voted because of this great president, if those algorithms would not have broke, and we wouldn't be sitting here talking right now. We would all went to bed. They would have would have been over in the morning. But because he got 6 million more votes than what they expected, which is close to 80 million, and this will all come out. Biden only got 68 million, if that. I mean, you're going to see all these things. I'm heading out now from Minnesota, and I'm going to keep you all updated. We're actually going to do a filming. I'm going to get something filmed when we're presenting all the evidence so that you all can see this. I want America to see what I've seen, all the evidence. Because this isn't something where we can ever get complacent on. This is a fight for everything we've grown up with, everything we live for, everything this country stands for. The whole world is watching, and 100% Donald Trump is going to be your president the next 4 years. We cannot, I don't want anyone out there to lose the faith. Everybody keep praying, and if you're looking what to pray for God's will here and for protection from all the people involved.
Lindell is not a crazy. He's a regular guy. He's a very successful businessman. Good guy. Let's pray for him. Like you said, let's pray for this whole situation. Pray for our country. Pray that God's will be done. Sleep well on a mic.
All right, you can stop it there. We're going to go ahead and open the phone lines up. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Do you want to weigh in and what you're thinking about the Insurrection Act, Nancy Pelosi's laptop, cop suicide might have been the Babbitt shooter. You know, there's a lot here. The governor's mansions that Alex Jones was talking about, the real rift here now, calling people Q-tards out here in the Patriot movement. It's kind of interesting. Oh, the memes floating around. Time to heal. H-E-E-L. Time to heal. Pretty funny stuff. Let's take Dr. Kelly in California. How are we doing tonight, ma'am?
Pretty good. Thank you so much for your work and your show. And back in 2017, on over Thanksgiving weekend, I've been giving out the toll-free Capitol switchboard number, 877-762-8762. And I've been giving that number out for at least a decade to call the D.C. Senate and Congress. And I had Colonel Brian Hunt, that's the California state commander, call the number on a three-way call because the toll-free Capitol switchboard answering service was forwarded to Rhino Ryan's office, and I needed to have a witness.
Interesting.
Yeah. So thank you again, and have a great rest of your night, and God bless you. Hope to see you next week.
You too. All right. We'll see what happens within this next number of days. A lot of people are on the edge of their seats. Ken, if you would, I know you're probably taking some calls, but if you could get clip five queued up, and we got a couple parts here on clip five with Mike Adams. And, you know, a lot of people throw Mike Adams under the bus and Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle, and I get it. But there's some good information coming out. And this one's about dirty bombs. And Jim Stone and others have talked about this, where Trump might be being blackmailed into capitulation, where there might be bombs planted around in the various places, let's just say. And, you know, this remains to be seen. This is speculation, but let's go ahead and roll the first part of clip five.
So another source, through this source, I learned that Trump is being threatened with dirty bombs. That it's being threatened by the deep state and the globalists that there will be a dirty bomb set off in every state in America where there was a senator who objected to the Biden electoral votes. So that would mean a dirty bomb in Texas because Cruz objected, and a dirty bomb in Missouri because Hawley objected. And in Missouri, that would be, you know, Jeff City, St. Louis, or Kansas City, I suppose. In Texas, it might be, you know, Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, whatever. I mean, and you could do this from the other states. And I think there were seven senators total. Well, over the last couple of days, and I believe the open source flight tracking information confirms this, there have been many, many sniffer flights. Now, these are sniffer aircraft that are DOD aircraft. Monkey Works talks about these from time to time. Sniffer aircraft flying over certain strategic areas, and what they do is they have mass spec instruments on board, and they're taking in air samples at relatively low altitude, and they're doing a real-time analysis using mass spec to determine if there are certain isotopes present in the air. And they're also radiation detectors, of course. They're also chemical detectors. So they have, you know, a bank of instruments and different methods. So the radiation detectors They don't need to necessarily sniff the air. They're just looking for radiation that's above background radiation. And they can find dirty bombs if they're not well shielded. Well, these have been in the skies a lot recently, looking for nuclear material. And the deep state is, you know, they realize they're fighting for their lives because so many people are going to go to jail if Trump secures his second term. They are threatening Trump in ways that you and I can't even imagine. And so Trump reportedly is trying to delay them setting off these dirty bombs to give him and his military teams enough time to activate and to take down the deep state traitors in a very rapid maneuver. And the reason I'm saying this publicly is because no one will believe any of this, you know, who's from the deep state anyway. They think they've got this locked down, so it doesn't even matter. And I'm banned on YouTube and, you know, all the other platforms anyway. So this is only going to be heard by, you know, fewer than 100,000 people total, which is actually, it's fine. It's great. I mean, I love having access to an audience of real patriots like you, people who are super informed, but not the masses. I mean, the masses won't believe anything, well, except what they see on CNN. So I don't care about
you can
reaching
go ahead and stop it there, Ken.
The uninformed masses. I want to reach the people where it really counts, and that's you. And so that's why the deep state has, frankly, not killed me yet, because my audience is a very small percentage of the total population of the country.
And then forward it to 5137, but we're not going to get to that till after the break. And just have that ready for after the break. But sniffer aircraft, you know, think about this. The way that these gangsters have threatened the president and his entire family. It's almost like, yeah, the day this guy gets out of office, we're getting him. This is really never – I mean, look at Bill Clinton and all the scandals and crimes. But, you know, the Republicans are just so infiltrated and then so weak. They don't ever talk about prosecuting somebody after they leave. But Trump, man, these people, there is this real demonic – hatred. Now, there's a lot of talk about Trump trying to make a deal right now, and I don't necessarily don't know if I believe this or not, but and this is why you're seeing all this posturing. So there's people hypothesizing that Trump is doing all this in order for them to say, okay, we're going to leave you and your family alone. And we're not going to mess with you after you leave office. And he wants to get some sort of assurances from all these people that he's going to be left alone, return to his life, et cetera. That's just another angle. We'll see you guys on the other side of the page. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an engine cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to get on, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go ahead and take Paul in New York. Good evening, sir.
Robert.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you for 7 years, never called in.
Mm-hmm.
Must have listened to 99% of your shows. I love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, because I'm on the road, I download it from Woolies Blog and log and bring it with me, you know.
Right.
Truck driver.
Uh-huh.
I was down there. It was pretty freaking wild.
Uh-huh.
During the speech, I was all the way out past the Washington Egyptian Penis Monument.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't want... I couldn't see him. We couldn't hear him. Somebody next to me had him on his phone. It was cutting in and out.
Right.
I didn't hear it. Buddy I went down with went down and got close and said he was in a glass box.
Yeah, yeah.
He had to open the door, a glass door, and walked in this box.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Pope Mobile. Kind of like the Pope Mobile with the glass box.
Yeah, but all these freaking Trump speeches over the years, he never had freaking security like that.
Yeah.
They must have thought something was happening.
Well, you know? I think, anyway, you know, if you buy into the angle that they knew that there was going to be some sort of a covert, let's say, black op going on at the Capitol, then... there was probably like, look, there's too many loose ends hanging out here with the Antifas, with the covert guys, so forth and so on, to where it's like, we can't protect you because there's so many people, we're going to have to put you in a bulletproof case because
he was
of snipers.
In a box.
Yeah. That protects you from all
my
angles.
Buddy told me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, everybody started moving down the street. You know, he was still talking.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, where's everybody going? And they go, they're marching towards the Capitol. I didn't know we were supposed to march to the Capitol. I said, hey, I'm in.
Yeah.
Freaking marched down there. And freaking, I was just following people. And mm-hmm. I ended up on the back side of the Capitol, where you see those pictures of the freaking... scaffolding. They were building the scaffolding on must say for the inauguration stuff.
Sure.
And those balconies and stuff. So we're right up there by the cops, next to the barricades,
mm-hmm.
for a good half hour. I'm talking to the cops. And a bunch of people. I'm an old guy, you know. Freaking yeah. Bunch of middle-aged guys up there. We're all talking with the cops, you know, passing around the bottle and shit. At one point, I offered it to the cops, you know, and they're just laughing, you know.
Yeah.
Freaking, yeah, you guys want to. You know, they weren't saying anything back to us, but we're all saying, you know, hey, we have no beef with you guys, man. We're just here, man. You know,
yeah.
We're making our presence known, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're smiling through it, you know. They got all the freaking riot gear on and stuff, and we're just up there for a good half hour shooting the shit with them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And at one point, this kid gets between the guy I was next to, and kicks her, pushes on the barricades into the cops, right?
Yeah.
And everything's copacetic for like a half hour, you know?
Yeah.
And I grabbed this kid by the scruff of his neck. He wasn't that big. He's like in his teens or early 20s. And I pulled him back. I look him in the eye. I said, you do that again. And I said, I'm going to kick your ass. Meaning, the cops don't have to kick your ass. I will, you know?
Right, right.
I didn't think it was Antifa, but now that I think of it, maybe he was.
Yeah, well, it could have been. They were all given instructions. You see the flyers floating around online and so forth, and they were all given instructions. And I've got – if you go on to andweknow.com, and there's a – 1-7, he has a video he put out. He's got a bunch of footage of these guys with their MAGA hats turned backwards, and that's another little sign that how they could recognize each other as being coming disruptors and making the crowd look bad and so forth and so on. And he had a bunch of that footage. Pretty interesting.
This kid didn't have a hat on, and I didn't think it was anything but getting overwhelmed with the moment, you know, how kids
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah,
shit,
sure,
you know?
Sure, sure.
Freaking, so I never saw him again, but we're up there, and all of a sudden somebody freaking lights off a freaking a mortar or firework thing
mm-hmm.
over the freaking cops.
Right.
Big, loud fucking boom, you know.
Right.
They must have got word down from the white shirts at that point
mm-hmm.
to start pushing us back, you know. And,
I mean, think about this, though. At any Trump event, there's never been any fireworks. This is the first, basically, time somebody did that to the police. And this is where you had covert operators, disruptors, agents provocateur, and you see what I'm saying? And they could fit in so easily, put on a
uniform.
I don't
know. I let off fireworks all the time. Any place I'm at, it's no big deal to me. Freaking, you know?
Yeah, but you don't see
that
happening
at these
Trump events.
It didn't surprise me that somebody had those in the crowd.
Yeah.
It didn't surprise me that somebody had one of those.
Yeah.
You know? And they used it as an excuse to push back on us.
Mm-hmm.
They started pushing
back.
Well,
see, that could have been a plainclothes. That could have been a plainclothes Muriel Bowser cop. See, they did this in Seattle at the WTO. You had a bunch of cops that got busted. They dressed up, and they were out there bashing windows of businesses and all this other strange stuff. See, sometimes the cops are told in these corrupt municipalities like D.C., you go out there and you start throw some flashbangs our way, and then that way we could crush the freaking crowd.
It's just bigger than a flashbang.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but, you know, the cops next to me didn't know nothing of that. Maybe the white shirts behind them did. You know, yeah.
Well, the line cop's not going to know anything about that. It's your intelligence wing of the police that runs that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're told what to do. So
mm-hmm.
after that boom goes off, they start pushing back, and the tear gas starts getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't have a freaking bandana on or my glasses or anything. So. And I'm 63 years old. I'm not going to start fighting with these cops, you know? So
right.
I moved back about 15 feet and let the young punks up there deal with it, you know? And get my bandana on, my glasses and stuff. And they start pushing back, and It lasted for a couple minutes, and then the line stayed the same. It went back, and it was cool for 15 minutes. And then another boom, and they'd push back, and frickin', you know, I'm just sitting in the background yelling top of my lungs, hold the frickin' line! You know, passing around the whiskey bottle with the like-minded patriots I'm standing with, you know?
Right, right.
And this happened three or four times. And basically what I was doing back there, you'd get these punks running up with their girlfriends. They'd want, because it was just at the top of five steps, so you couldn't really see what was going on. Mm-hmm. But you'd get these young kids wanting to know what's going on. They'd have their girlfriends in tow. They didn't have freaking a mask. They didn't have any glasses. I'd grab this guy, and I'd say, get your fucking girlfriend out of here, dumb frick. You know, this is serious stuff going on here, you know?
Yeah.
They're spraying everybody down. They're firing rubber bullets. The canisters are freaking flying. But the way the wind was blowing on that side we were on, 99% of the gas immediately went back on the cops. It was like incredible. It was like the hand of God.
Right.
And so this went on two or three times for about 20 minutes. And I had this one kid run by me. He had an American flag wrapped around his back and long blonde hair. And he had this old lady behind him. And I grab him. I'm going, where are you going with this? She was like 78 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, I'm going up the front line. I'm going, well, your grandma's staying here with me. You know, this is my grandma.
Yeah.
I said, your grandma's staying here with me. You know, we were only 15 minutes back, or 15 feet back, 20 maybe. And she was 78 years old. She had come from Alaska.
Wow.
And she had picked up her grandson in Oregon, and they had come out here to Washington to be there for this.
Mm-hmm.
So her grandson, who was all gung-ho, he was still in his teens, I think, you know, not 18 or 19, went up on the front line of the barricades, you know, and we could see him. I said, you can see him here. I had a hold of her coat. I said, you're not going up. And I said, you can see him right there. He's right there. And that lasted for about 15 minutes. You know, he's freaking punching cops. And
oh, jeez.
You know, freaking, you can see him. He's right there, you know. And then all of a sudden, the line went down. You could see the scaffolding was full of people who'd climbed the scaffolding, you know. And line went down. And I saw, the last I saw the cops, there was eight of them running upstairs, the back stairs, you know, and we all just walked out on this patio, the back patio, and everybody was out there freaking waving flags, and, you know, I stood there for about 20 minutes, you know, and passed around my bottle a little bit and said, time to go. Time to get out of here, you know.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. It was pretty wild, man.
All right. Well, you got to give your first-hand account, man. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but it was for real. They were firing gas, and they were pushing back, and people were up there pushing back the other way. I mean, that didn't seem fake to me.
Well, no. I'm not talking about that aspect of it being fake. I'm talking about the operation as far as going into the Capitol and those things that happened. The police letting people in through the side and all that
right.
stuff.
Right, I wasn't involved in any of that. We were just on the back side of it, and there was a bunch of people just pouring in behind us, pushing and freaking running up there and wanting to freaking be part of it, and grabbing them and saying,
yeah, well, there's a bunch of people
get out of here.
There's a bunch of people going to get the marshals coming their way and try to hit them up with Fed cases, unfortunately, because especially if the commies get put into office, then the DOJ and they're going to let loose on a bunch of those people and really try to make an example out of them.
Hey, I got a good laugh after I got back home watching Colbert the night it happened.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Oh, yeah, those people are slime. Ultimate slime. All right, Paul, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for listening.
Robert, I love you, man. I've been listening to you since you first started.
Right on. I appreciate you, man. All right. Okay, take care of yourself. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take Alan in Ohio. How we doing, Alan?
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
I was about to go there. I had a hotel room reserved for three nights, and I got contacted by like an old friend kind of, and I bounced some news off him, and he said he was going there, and I bounced some news off of him, and he was like, let's give it the 24-hour rule and see what the Anons say. And I hadn't heard from this guy in years, and he was bringing up other people with him, and I got sketched out, and I canceled my hotel room because I just, my spidey senses were telling me that I could get caught up in something I don't want to get caught up in. And I felt like, you know, I remember back when the Charlottesville thing happened, and some people that were more wise were like, something's going to happen in Charlottesville that they're going to use for years. And so I canceled my room.
Hey, you know, Andrew Anglin from the Daily Stormer, who he, you know, people have their opinions about him, but he warned everybody about the Charlottesville thing, and he said, stay the hell away from it. And look how that turned out. Now, this is a real mixed bag here in D.C. I mean, for the most part, you know, people went there and they did their thing. But there's a bunch of people that got sucked into entering the Capitol and going in. And the facial recognition technology and all that crap is highly sophisticated. And they're going to try to burn a whole bunch of people, unfortunately. And then, of course, you know, the black guy that's sitting there, the Antifa guy that's sitting there filming the young lady in that incident, Miss Babbitt, whether you believe it or not, he's walking around. He got booked and released, you see, because he's part of the clique. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He's the most violent revolutionary guy that's inside the building, and he gets released.
Uh-huh. Isn't that nice?
You know, look, you know, I don't blame, I'm just ingesting information and trying to call balls and strikes. And, but like, have you noticed Alex Jones has stopped playing that promo that he had going like the week or two before January 6th? It was like, the real thing, war, you know? And that was a powerful promo. And I know he knows it's like too impolite to do now, but I was caught up in the fervor of everything. But the question I had was like what you were saying at the beginning. You know, you kind of missed Alaska, but they counted Alaska for Trump, so it was 12-0, and then Arizona came up, and I'm like, why is everything popping off? Even though I'm in the moment saying, oh yes, this is kind of cool. You know, they weren't going. There wasn't a million guns. So it was like, looked like more of a party, but, anyway, why did that happen right when some evidence was now for the first time, commanded to be heard?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
They didn't even make it past the letter A, and then they go into recess until, and they got to get their stuff together, and then boom, the operation begins. See?
And I didn't want to get caught up in that because I'm, you know, like I grew up, I'm about your age, and we, you know, we fist fought all the time, and I've gotten in trouble. I've spent 30 days in jail for fighting, and I have that trigger that I won't let somebody treat me, you know, like I won't like any less than I would treat them, and I can go to a fist fight. And I'm like, I don't want to get caught up in this with my Q friends showing up with two other people to hang out. And I got sketched out stayed home. But at the same time, you know, I just, it's the grid that is our problem. It's not the politicians. It's the grid. It's the power that the politicians have given the grid. And yeah. If you take out a politician.
The panopticon, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, hey, I think you said 7 years. I think I've been with you 5.5 years, my
friend. There you go, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, have a great
Yeah, man. Take care of yourself. All right, we got the hijacker. What's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, Robert, great show.
Thanks.
So listen, Robert, what I want to talk about is the honor of the Marines and really the life of the United States military. So these past 4 years, the globalists, the one worlders, call them what you want, the Jews, the Jesuits, the Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, mm-hmm. They've learned two things that remain in their path from a worldwide global takeover. One is never have another basically American nationalist ever again do what Donald Trump has done, and he's got to go at all cost. And so any thinking person has watched this election fraud. We're watching treason on a massive level, just capital treason,
sure.
All over the place. We all know it. The Democrats know it. The military generals know it. Milley knows it. Chris Miller, acting director of the Defense Department, mm-hmm. all the general, everybody knows it. You know it, I know it. Maybe the low information people that don't even traffic in any of this stuff, maybe they don't know it, but anybody that's anybody right. knows what's going on. So here's my point. We know that if Biden is seated with Harris, number one, Biden, you got to remember, he's got the blood of the SEAL Team 6 on his hands.
That's right.
So there's like no, right. And then, of course, Harris, she's not even a real American. She was an anchor baby. Her parents weren't even American. I think she was born and then spent 6 years in this country and then went to Canada.
Yeah.
But here's the point. The point is that they know they can never have another nationalist president like Trump, and they know that the United States military is the only superstructure on the earth that can actually check and stop the globalist. And so they know that's got to go too. Hands down. And so this is where we're at now. We're on the
verge. And that's like you hit them with this COVID weapon system called, they're calling a vaccine, and that's the way you can really debilitate a good part of your military.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I'm saying is if Biden takes power with Harris, then that means the Marines, the military, they failed in their oath to defend this country from enemies foreign and domestic. So in a spiritual sense, you're going to get them like that if they don't do anything. But if Biden and Harris are seated, then immediately, the globalists know there's only one power structure left, and it's mainly an organized white Christian male power structure mm-hmm. called the United States Marines and the military. And so I'm going to predict that if Biden
gets the NRA, it's the NRA. Yeah, all of that's the target. Yep.
Yeah, well, they're not worried about the NRA. They're worried about the United States military.
And well, sure, but a lot of the guys in the NRA are veterans, and the gun culture itself, and it all has to go.
Right. Well, I mean, the United States military, they got subs and carriers and planes and tanks. Right, right. So I'm predicting that they're going to take the life of the United States military. They're going to slam it into a war, probably a ground war, in Iran or maybe in the Ukraine. And they're going to bust the military down so bad this time that it's going to be so dysfunctional that ultimately they're going to fold it into the UN. And so that is my concern, is that we're looking at the life of the United States military being eaten up if Biden gets in.
I agree with that synopsis. And then in the open borders and the entire, flooding of the country with invaders doesn't help either. It's a mess. You know, one promising thing is the way that Pelosi and these characters are acting with only 9 days left for Trump allegedly to you know, have the presidency. Why the rush to 25th Amendment him? Why the rush to impeach him? They even want to impeach this guy after he leaves office. They're so crazy. And so there's something afoot here. And I hope, like all these folks are saying, you know, all around in the various platforms like BitChute and the rest of them, that the Insurrection Act maybe, you know, it'll be a big letdown if nothing happens for the entire, you know, Trump base. If he does not act in some form or fashion, if he just goes out with a whimper and doesn't show up to the inauguration and all that. So, you know, Trump's got a history of that, you know, people play back his old quotes and his old recordings and his old tweets. And, you know, something might go down here. I'm not pumping hopium on people, but, you know, I'm not counting on my chickens.
I mean, can you look, as a former Marine, Robert, can you imagine how we're going to feel if the Marines let this great crime, this great treason go down and they don't do anything? They're the circuit breaker.
Well, 9/11 happened. 9/11 happened, and look, the criminals are still walking. 20 years later, they're all rich and they're all sitting at that. And so,
understand. They got sucker punched, though. This is not a sucker punch. They can see it's coming. Supposedly, Trump has over 40 generals that want him to move, and that the only ones that are holding him up are the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Does that seem to ring true with you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these old school guys. A lot of those ones that got purged by Obama, they want their moment here to say, "Oh no, we're not going any further." So, this is touch and go right now, and everybody keep your eyes peeled. You know, I want the best to happen here, but at the same time, life's going to go on whether this happens or not, and the struggle's going to continue. And it's not something that, you know, we're not going to all just have to crawl up and go, you know, lay down and cry. If things don't go well, there's still a struggle here, and we're still here on the earth, and we've got to, you know, try to make the best of it. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Thanks for calling, Hijacker. Everybody, you know, keep your eyes peeled, and let's hope for the best. And when the time comes, we're all going to have to face this. All right, see y'all next week.
With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.